Returning to our original purity and integrity, we are all born perfect. We are all created ideal. We are all the ideal. We are the ideal, 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 the perfect ideal that is just ideal. And yet, you are different from me. You are a woman and I'm a man. Ha! How about that? Now, are you the ideal woman? No. Are you the ideal man? Me? No. What is our idealness? How were we created ideal? As an ideal being. Sexless. As an ideal being. And then we came forth. We thought it'd be interesting to express in this way or that way. And so we expressed ourselves as a man or a woman. We expressed ourselves however we did. Now, we were created ideal and unique as a being, and there's nothing else that we have to do. But how can we return to our original purity and integrity before we got all confused by listening to other people and watching the world and trying to fit in with the world? How do we return to our original purity and integrity and return to that original self that we are? Well, we make our first mistake by trying to figure out what that original purity and integrity is. What was your original purity and integrity? All right, so you say it's a woman, it's a man, it's a being. All right, now what being? Are you a being that's tall, short, fat, thin? Are you a being that's healthy or sick? Are you a being that's ideal? That every organ, action, function of your body is exactly expressing the ideal purpose for which it is born? Do you feed your body in such a way that it utilizes the ideal qualities that it has? Or do you destroy the activities that go on in the body ideally? And the answer is we destroy it. And we destroy it because we allow ourselves to have emotions. We allow ourselves to have attitudes. We allow ourselves to have feelings that tell us that we are good, we are not good, we are happy, we are not happy. And an ideal person is never happy. An ideal person is never unhappy. An ideal person is. And you see, but I want to be happy. I like being happy. No, you don't. Because if you are happy, there's a comparison. And there's no comparison in the ideal being. The ideal, does your ideal clock have happiness about it, or does it just function perfectly? Does your ideal clock function perfectly? When you put a battery in it, when you wind it up, when you shake it, whatever makes it operate, does it always function perfectly? Well, it only functions perfectly when you believe that it is. I have the perfect watch. I have the perfect house. I have the perfect car. I have the perfect body. I have the perfect everything in my life. It's a perfect day. It's a perfectly wonderful day. The sun is here. It's dark. That's perfect too. What is it that makes life perfection? What is our original purity and integrity? Our original purity and integrity, I am attempting to have you understand from my point of view. Our original purity and integrity does not know happiness or unhappiness. It is and is. Our original purity and integrity does not know sickness or health. It is the ideal body functioning at its ideal peak, at its ideal ratio of self. It has nothing to do with whether we eat the right vitamins or so forth, because our body creates all the vitamins we need. Our body creates all of the minerals we need. All of our life. We don't grow old. The body does not age. Our thoughts about it age, and they're in the illusion ages, but it's not the reality. We return to our original purity, integrity. Is that got aging in it? Mm-mm. Does that have sickness in it? Does that have happiness in it? Does that have wealth in it? Does it have any? No. Our original purity and integrity is we are ideal. And when we return to our original purity and integrity, we are returning to the ideal creative self that was brought forth into this expression. Now, are you an ideal, let's just say, raindrop? Okay, what's an ideal raindrop? Oh, you've got some good ideas about it. It's not too much, not too small. It falls on my grass, it falls on my corn, it falls here or there. That's not what a raindrop is. A raindrop is a drop of water. And now, is there an ideal raindrop? Does it exist forever and ever as a raindrop? Does it water your grass? No. Does it make moisture in the air? No. An ideal raindrop is an ideal raindrop. Mm-hmm. An ideal being, maybe human, but certainly is divine. Now, if we're going to think that our ideal self is human, then we've lost the game from the very beginning. If we're going to think our ideal self is divine, knowing no happiness or sadness, wealth or poverty or anything, an ideal being is the allness that it is. It is the perfection that it is. It's the beauty that it is. It's the goodness that it is. It's nothing else. Now, can I believe that? Can we recognize that that is so? Can we say, I can understand being not being happy or not being sad. You know, I can understand that condition, but I never could experience it. I'm always experiencing one or the other. I can understand health. Health means that the body is functioning perfectly. But the thing is, there are illnesses around. There are problems around. There is destruction around. There is lack. There's everything that's bad around. But why? Why is it around? It's around because we name it and claim it. Now, as ideal beings, do we have the capacity to name and claim everything that is good and beautiful? Mm. Yes. But we don't claim and name everything that's good and beautiful because there is no goodness, there is no beauty. There is only the ideal body. The ideal body is always and ever, always functioning in its ideal way. It is never functioning in an illness way. That's another concept. That's another ideal. The ideally sick body. The ideally unhappy person. The ideally happy person. Now, we don't want happiness or unhappiness in our life. We only want to be ideally who we are, ideal beings. Now, do you have the courage, the strength, the ability to think in that direction? You do, but do you want to? Do you want to? That's the big point. If you want to, then you stop thinking anything else other than that. You will not think illness. You only think allness. You will not think unhappiness. You'll only think all is in
divine order.
No. All is in divinity. There is no order in divinity. Yeah. See, the minute you put order into divinity, what's happening to you? Then you are putting it on a human vein, and that's not what you want to do. So it's up to you. And Ruby? Hey, baby. Rudy. Ruby just loves to go to the door and bark at the cat. And he loves to say to Sammy, I love you. Now, why do we create Ruby doing that? Why do we create Ruby being anything but operating, as far as we're concerned, in his ideal way while we're doing our things in our ideal way? Why don't we create him that way? We don't create him that way because of one thing. We are not that way. We have not returned to our original purity and integrity. Now, you can, and it's not hard. It's just a matter of choice. Every time a thought comes up, is this our original purity or is it human or whatever? Well, if it's original purity, you got my attention. If it's a human thought, I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you? You're divine. Who am I? I'm divine. Who's all the world? Divine. So, start thinking in that direction, start living in that direction, and start being in that direction, and returning to your original purity and integrity. We're created ideal and unique as a being. We have freedom of expression, not necessarily of our highest and best, but we have freedom of expression. Now, what's your freedom? Is your freedom to go back to your original purity and integrity? If it is, have at it. I'm with you all the way because I love me and I love you. I love you. I love you.